former Republican presidential candidate and Senator Bob Dole and former New York Governor Mario Cuomo spoke in Sarasota this morning as part of the Ringling College Library Association's Town Hall 2008 Lecture Series. Before they addressed the 1,700 people who filled the Van Wezel Performing Arts Hall, WMNF spoke with Dole and Cuomo. Mario Cuomo said he was staying neutral in the Democratic race for president by not endorsing either candidate. He referenced a poll saying nearly 30% of each candidate's supporters will not vote for the other candidate in the general election. Cuomo said he has written an op-ed he hopes will appear in the Boston Globe in the next few days. It will call for two possibilities, each one involving a combined ticket with both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Sit down right away, Obama and Hillary. You say you can negotiate, you say you can be a president, you say you can deal with the Congress. That means you can negotiate. Sit down and decide this thing and make one of you president and one of you vice president and make a deal. And if you come out of that room and tell us, well, you don't want to do it because vice president's not good enough for you, well, then we're going to use that in judging. So that's one. Or number two, if you want to go ahead all through the fight of the convention, et cetera, creating animosity, letting the Republicans get stronger, at least agree between you that the one who wins will, of course, be the president, and the other one will accept the vice presidency. See, so if you want to go through to the end of this thing in a convention, which I hope they don't, because it's going to be messy, agree in beforehand.
But not openly.
Yeah, yep. No, I'd do it openly. You
all right.
Just sit down and say, we're going to go right to the end. Hillary says, I think I'm going to win. I'll catch up with Pennsylvania, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll have enough votes. And Obama said, no, you won't. I will. Well, okay, get that done. But agree to this. Whoever loses will serve as vice president.
Cuomo, a Democrat, said that approach has two advantages for the Democratic Party.
Number one, it gets rid of the contentiousness. It reduces the advantage that the Republicans have. It doesn't lose us any of the constituencies. You have a better shot at keeping both constituencies. They're different. You know, blacks are here, Hispanics are there, et cetera. This way you get both of them. It has something else. Since none of them is really old, and won't be old 8 years from now, Hillary will be 68. That is not too old to run for office in this day and age, especially somebody like her. She's tough, she's in good shape, and I'm sure she will be. So whoever is the vice president will have a chance to be the first woman or the first black 8 years from now. So it's possible that the Democrats could be responsible for the first black president and the first woman president over the next 8 years.
WMNF asked Cuomo whether he thought either candidate would be receptive to his idea. Both Cuomo and Dole responded.
What I like about my idea is if they're not receptive, they're going to have to explain why not. And what it will be is, well, I think I'm too good for vice president. And that's not a good thing to say.
But, the governor knows more about this than I do, but I listen to all these talking heads. And they said there's no way that she can get the delegates. There's no way she can win, particularly with Florida and Michigan in limbo. Would she take number two?
Everybody says she wouldn't.
Well, that's...
But there remains to be seen what happens if you make an issue of this.
WMNF asked Dole what issues he thought were the most important to Americans during this election year.
Oh, it's always the most important is the economy. And that's why I was so pleased to pick up the USA Today and say housing... People are starting to buy houses again, you know, only up 3%, but after 7 straight months of decline. I remember when I ran in 96, I got a handwritten, 5-page handwritten letter from President Nixon. He used to like give advice to coaches and candidates. And the last paragraph of that handwritten letter, it said, you know, don't worry about your age, your voice is still strong, da-da-da-da, all this stuff. But he said at the end, if the economy is good, you can't beat Clinton. And the economy was good. Now, probably other reasons I didn't beat him. But, so the economy is number one, as governor probably tell you. But let's face it, we've got a problem. And that's number one. The war in Iraq used to be number one by far, is now about 50-50. Health care, which is way up at the top in some areas, is, you know, what is it? Fourth or fifth.
Cuomo said that there are many more critical issues during this year than in recent election seasons, and that is one reason why Obama's message of change resonates with many voters. Cuomo called Obama the greatest political speaker he has ever heard.
There are always big issues, obviously. You know, Watergate was a big issue, et cetera, et cetera. But I've not been able to find in modern history a presidential race where there are so many big issues as this one. I mean, the Senate's already ticked some of them off. I mean, if you start with Iraq, which I thought would be gone by now, but it's not. It's certainly not. It's still an issue. But terrorism is a separate issue. Terrorism's not Iraq. And you got Afghanistan. And you've got Iran, and you've got Korea, and then you get into the domestic issues. What about energy?
You got Lebanon and Syria.
Those foreign policy problems you have, and then you've got the economy, and the economy is, you know, these balloons are bursting everywhere, it's ticked back up a little bit. Thank God for the good story here, but there are still fundamental problems. You've got the Federal Reserve giving away money to private banks and taking back as collateral subprime mortgages, which are risky mortgages, which means the Federal Reserve is risking your money. And if they don't get it back, they're going to have to make dollar bills, and that's inflation. You know, so you've got all these things at once, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, Obama is much better off talking about persona. He's much better off talking about change, because you don't have to define it. Everybody wants change.
Yes.
The same reason, the same way Reagan gave you Morning in America. Everybody wanted change in 1980 because of the Carter years before it. Everybody wants change now because of the Bush years before it. So all you have to do is say change.
The Ringling College Library Association's Town Hall Lecture Series will resume in January 2009. The highlight of next season is Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev, who will speak on March 23, 2009. To learn more, visit rclassociation.org. For WMNF News, reporting from Sarasota, I'm Sean Canaan.